Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the good news is that there are some liberals, right, liberals, card-carrying Democrats, people on the left, who are actually making sense on a number of issues and actually echoing the kind of points that conservatives have made for years. Now, you'll be shocked to hear one of those is Beto O'Rourke, who is running for governor of Texas. Now, obviously, he knows that most voters in Texas don't agree with his more left-wing stance, so I guess he's adjusting, but it's important to welcome people, even if they come for dubious messages, to your side of an important debate, and this debate involving critical race theory. We will get to that. We will also get to the great debate about Kamala Harris. There is a prominent spokesperson on the left who believes that all of the criticism of Vice President Harris's disastrous trips abroad representing her country is based on racism. Yeah, that's it. Basically, it's racism and sexism, and that's all it is. If you believe that's true, or if you disagree with any other premise that is put forward on this show, you certainly can call us, 1-800-955-1776. Okay, to get to Kamala Harris first, in fact, we'll lead into that with another leading lady on the Democratic cast. That would be Nancy Pelosi. This is clip 2.7, where, she's anti-Putin. That's very good, and I'm very pleased at that, and I wish that everybody in that Democratic caucus, not to mention the Republican caucus, was in fact anti-Putin, but she is. But she blames Putin for things that it's kind of tough to blame him for, like she does in this statement. This is 2.7.
So when we're having this discussion, it's important to dispel some of those who say, well, it's the government spending. No, it isn't. The government spending is doing the exact reverse, reducing the national debt. It is not inflationary, A. B, we don't want to reduce the increase in jobs, which we're very proud of, as president, breaking records, historic numbers of jobs created in the first year of his term in office, and a lot of it traced to the American Recovery Act. But, yeah, it's we're paying very close attention to it. But this starts with Putin because global inflation, for reasons beyond the gas price, global inflation is something that we have to deal with globally, but we have our responsibility to deal with it at home, and we have legislation. We have legislation that does just that by increasing supply and creating jobs in a way that is not adding to inflation.
Okay, this is so incoherent. It actually, doing this first, it makes Kamala Harris look good. Well, I won't go that far. Better. Can we hear the very first part of that clip again? Because it is so ludicrous. If she got fact-checked on this, she can't have pants on fire. She's not noted for wearing pantsuits, so I guess she does sometime. But it will be the equivalent. Listen again and listen closely to the third in line of the president. This is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House.
So when we're having this discussion, it's important to dispel some of those who say, well, it's the government spending. No, it isn't. The government spending is doing the exact reverse, reducing the national debt. It is not inflation.
Stop. Government spending is reducing the national debt. If you have debt, how does it help to pay it off if you're spending more? I mean, honest to goodness, how does it help to retire your debt, to pay off that $10,000 you may have if you increase your spending at home? This is not even Econ 101. This is what one hopes. You have a relative, in my case with my grandmother, who teaches you when you're very young. If you want to deal with debt, you try to spend less and take some of your money and use it to pay down your debt. This is sad. Sad. And Jonathan Carl at ABC, you notice how she said the inflation was all, it was Putin's fault, and it started with Vladimir Putin. And here is what Jonathan Carl of ABC had to say about this. Listen, this is 3.5.
If you look at the numbers, inflation really started to rise almost exactly when Biden came in the White House. Now, obviously,
well, that argues my point, doesn't it?
But look at this chart on gas prices just since February. If you look at the, I mean, it is a shocking increase.
Okay, it is shocking, and you're hearing now for people who own big cars, big SUVs, things like that, it's like $120 to fill up. This is a big deal. Now, Kamala Harris was asked about inflation over the weekend. She was in Romania, and she was asked about how long Americans can expect economic woes. And then you'll hear she paused and she gestured toward the Romanian president, who was standing right next to her, that he wanted to answer the question, how long, much longer Americans should expect economic woes. He pointed back to her, and then her answer, utterly brilliant. Wait till you hear it. One for the ages. 2.5.
President Biden has said that Americans will feel some pain for the sake of defending freedom and liberty, but there does seem to be no end game in sight. How long should Americans expect, how long should we be bracing for this really sort of historic inflation and some unprecedented gas prices?
Sorry. In terms of the discussions that the President Johannes and I had, they ranged in subject, including the issue of the Black Sea, and I'll let him explain in more detail as he would like. But we are, again, fully aware and apprised because we are in constant communication with the President, with his administration here, about the concerns that they have about the entire region and, frankly, the vulnerability. All you have to do is look at the map.
Okay. Does anyone think that this was an effective answer and one that should make people think, well, yeah, we've got solid people in charge. The economy is going to get better. I do believe the economy is going to get better, but it will be in spite of this kind of leadership. What's amazing here is when people turn around and then with her completely incoherent answer, dancing away from a very good question, how much longer should we expect inflation and economic hardships, dancing away from that, is it even vaguely true that the frustration with Kamala Harris and the scary idea that she is, as they say, a heartbeat away, that is based upon racism? That is why people have questions about her competence and her coherence? We will get to that. Wait till you hear what they say about this and on The View coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved show, talking about our globe-trotting vice president, the Right Honorable Kamala Harris. And the vice president of the United States just appeared with President Iohannis of Romania, who's a big intellectual and a very brilliant guy. And she even tried to get him to answer a question about how long Americans should expect economic hardship to continue due to the war in Ukraine. But it was nothing compared to her experience last week when, as she answered a question about a war crimes probe of Russia. Yes, she does think there should be investigations for war crimes when this fighting is over. But then there was a question about the U.S. accepting Ukrainian refugees directly. And listen to the way it sounded.
It's willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees. And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Okay,
okay, they were laughing about her, basically. She's with President Duda of Poland in Warsaw, and she was basically trying to get him to go first, and he was trying to get her to go first. And the laugh when you're talking about refugees who are just suffering doesn't sound so great. But meanwhile, Sonny Hostin on the Euro trip and on The View on ABC TV said this about the criticism of Vice President Harris. This is clip 15.
I don't know what it is.
What it is that they constantly question the qualifications of black women, and that's why people are saying that she's unprepared.
Oh, I disagree. I think she's
a very accomplished woman. You can disagree, but that's the truth of it. And so this is based in racism. This is based in misogyny. And we're talking about a woman that has extensive experience abroad, extensive experience as an attorney, extensive experience as the chief legal officer of one of our largest states in the country. And I think this is just much ado about nothing. I mean, we didn't talk about Vice President Pence's, the right didn't talk about his handling of the COVID epidemic, which I think, or the AIDS epidemic, which I think led to, you know, thousands and thousands of deaths. And what they're talking about is her laugh. She was there as an emissary, really, and she wanted to reassure the NATO allies that that as Russia steps up its attacks on Ukraine, that the United States was going to be supportive. In fact, she's in, I think, Bulgaria right now. She is prepared. She is seasoned. Abroad, she gets wonderful marks across the board. But this is just something that I think happens to women, and especially black women.
Okay, this is so pathetic. Who is giving her wonderful marks? I mean, even Jonathan Carl, even people in the mainstream media, who are very inclined, of course, to lean in the vice president's direction. And there are a couple of other statements. This idea that she has extensive experience abroad. Where? She's never served in a diplomatic post. She's never served in a foreign policy post. She's never served in a post involved with the defense of our country. And in fact, I mean, what's her foreign policy experience? She finally, after weeks after she was put in charge of our border security, she made a trip to the border, though she didn't really see why that was important. This is appalling. And then the thing about Mike Pence, and she claimed, and it's outrageous that someone should say this about the vice president, the former vice president, that he was responsible for thousands and thousands of deaths from AIDS. By the time he was governor of Indiana, before that, his previous post had not been any administrative post involving public health. His post had been he was a member of the United States Congress and a distinguished one who got high marks from everybody and actually had friendships on a bipartisan basis. He became governor of Indiana, and it was actually, I believe, the issue was a needle exchange. He did not feel that a needle exchange was the right way initially to deal with reducing the spread of AIDS. But by the time he was governor of Indiana, the AIDS crisis had long passed. It had already been reduced. And to blame Vice President Pence for killing people for AIDS, this is just irresponsible and demagogic. And she should be asked to apologize for that. Here's Hey, you ladies, here's a headline from the BBC, right? One could say the world's most respected news source. The British Broadcasting Corporation, headline, Kamala Harris 1 year. Where did it go wrong for her? It went wrong for her getting picked to be a vice presidential candidate. She didn't help Biden in the campaign. And if you look at, and in fact, where did it go wrong for her? Went wrong for her with her campaign for president. She raised a great deal of money. She had an energetic campaign. She didn't win a single delegate. And she, in fact, did that dirty attack on Joe Biden because he was opposed to forced busing 30 years ago. Now it was 40 years ago. And she was one of the very first candidates. I think Tim Ryan may have gotten out before her, but one of the very first, quote, serious candidates to leave the field. And speaking about leaving the field, there is this. I feel for Eric Adams. He's trying to take over and trying to make a safer city in New York. But there's this story. A man who was denied entry to the Museum of Modern Art because his membership had been revoked, jumped over the reception desk and stabbed two employees on Saturday afternoon. That's this weekend. The attack was captured by surveillance video from the museum on West 53rd Street that police released on Sunday, along with photos of the suspect, who they're still looking for, Gary Cabana, 60, who was still being sought. The victim's a 24-year-old woman stabbed in the back and the neck, and a 24-year-old man stabbed in the left collarbone were listed in stable condition. The video shows the man barrel through a revolving door and climb across the wooden counter with a knife in his hand, cornering three people behind the desk after stumbling into a wall. He began jabbing and swinging the knife while the employees cower under the desk. The video shows him grabbing one worker as the worker tried to run past him, then swinging the knife into the worker's torso. The attacker then releases the worker. Another worker manages to run past the attacker. Who is this guy who's a member of the Museum of Art who had his membership revoked? You'll be absolutely shocked to learn he's a homeless guy who lives at a special facility called Breaking Ground, entitled Provide Shelter for the Homeless and the Mentally Ill. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking at the National League of Cities event this afternoon, President Joe Biden said he's going to raise the standard for government projects to be considered as made in America.
Any federal project, president for since 1939, has been able to say that entire project has to be made in America before I'm going to pay for it. Well, guess what? It was 55% of the product was made in America was thought to be made in America. I'm changing that. It has to be a minimum of 75%, and then It is, where in the hell is it written saying we can't manufacture things in America again?
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has said that the federal interest rate will be going up a quarter point on Wednesday, and there will be at least two more interest rate hikes before the end of the year to try to slow inflation and not send the country into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've probably heard some of the tumult about the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. I hope we don't have to hear about this for the rest of this year and all the way up to the election, but we probably will. And by that time, I hope people can get it more clearly in mind what the bill is and what it isn't. And the bill in Florida that was signed into law by Governor DeSantis does not say don't say gay. It has no desire or attempt to control free expression or people coming out if that's what they want to do or anything of the kind. The White House press secretary today, Jen Psaki, claimed that maybe the bill's sponsors want to hurt children. Quote, "Why are Florida leaders deciding they need to discriminate against kids who are members of the LGBTQI community?" she said. Is it meanness? Is it wanting to make kids have more difficult times in school? A Disney CEO was buffaloed into taking a public stance against the legislation, which sort of satisfied no one. Is that outrageous for Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, to say that this is meanness? It's to discriminate against kids? Look, the Wall Street Journal says this in an editorial, and they're right. None of this criticism is true. The legislation is a response to public school educators who think parents should stay out of school decisions. But parents have a right to ensure that the curriculum is age-appropriate and that it is focused on learning instead of promoting someone else's cultural agenda. The bill lets them vindicate personal authority. The bigger lesson is that even modest conservative pushback on cultural issues will be met by a firestorm. The overwrought reaction shows why the bill passed. And the bill got a pretty unlikely defender. Bill Maher is no conservative. Bill Maher is an independent thinker. I think, a smart and an honest guy. And here is what he said about the Don't Say Gay bill. Listen, it's clip 11.
I mean, if people don't know, this is something DeSantis is about to sign. Yeah. And I guess it's a reaction to Republicans who feel that there's too much talk in lower grades. I think it's only, they're talking about kindergarten to third grade. So right. We're talking about very young kids who, you know, as always with this stuff, you know, there's not like there's no kernel of truth in that maybe kids that young shouldn't be thinking about sex at all. I don't think it's...
I can't believe he got applause.
It's not like you're not allowed to literally not say gay. But they just don't want teachers talking about it. They think it's the province of parents.
Okay, that is reasonable. And it's fair. And here's the way that Governor DeSantis spoke about the bill after signing it into law. This is Governor DeSantis, clip 16.
I can just say, as the parent of three kids that are age 5 and under, thank you for letting me and my wife be able to send our kids to kindergarten without them being sexualized. If you look at the transparency provisions, if you look at what they did to make sure that we're not treating people different on the basis of race, we in Florida showed a commitment to education, not to indoctrination. And I want to thank the legislature for doing that.
And, of course, you can hear the heckling in the background. One of the things that the bill does, and, again, this is featured in the Wall Street Journal editorial, what does the 7-page bill actually do? One section says schools generally may not discourage or prohibit parental notification of and involvement in critical decisions affecting the student's mental, emotional, or physical health or well-being. Parents also can't be blocked from, quote, education and health records created, maintained, or used by the school. That's of their own children. You don't have the right to go look at somebody else's health records. Of course not. But to try to block parents from seeking the records of their own children compile. And then there was this, not only some unexpected sanity and balance and decency from Bill Maher. I shouldn't say unexpected because I've come to expect it of him. He's a surprising guy. Beto O'Rourke, well, there was this about critical race theory at a town hall in Texas where he's running for the governorship. Listen.
And I think you and I probably are both on the same page as well. We don't see CRT being taught in our schools right now. It's a course that is taught in law school.
It should be taught.
No, I don't think it should be taught in our schools. Yeah.
Yeah, and again, there are some people there who have gotten the media message, which is BS, that opposing CRT means that you oppose people learning about racism. No, of course, if you're studying American history, you have to learn about racism. It's been a great factor in American history. It was a great factor of dispute in the 1960s and to some extent the 1970s. And yes, there was a battle that actually took place and racism lost. Doesn't mean it was exterminated, doesn't mean it was removed entirely or surgically excised. What it does mean is that the racism that Dr. King and others dedicated their lives to was greatly rolled back. And you can't understand progress without understanding the problem in the first place. I was talking before about this awful case in New York of this guy Cabana. What's so ironic about this is somebody who was living in a public facility, taxpayer facility, also supported with charitable funds, and he was mentally ill and he was homeless. And the fact that somebody like that, he had had his membership canceled for the Museum of Modern Art, and this is very much like the guy who in 2 hours on one weekday, he assaulted 7 different Asian women, and brutally, This was also a guy who was living at a homeless facility, and he was not in the Museum of Modern Art. He was at the public library and became very well known and had his life there. The idea that homeless folks with mental problems are harmless, this is one of those terrible, terrible mistakes that is contributing to the growth of violent crime, which in many places follows along the growth of the homeless encampments and more. And in that regard, there's a related uplifting story from Como News. This is clip 4. Listen.
I think it's very rewarding for people who have had to walk by this for the last 18 months to say this is not correct and we're going to do something about it. We're going to take back our neighborhood.
It's just such an eyesore, and we love our city and we just want to take care of it.
The goal is to have a beautiful neighborhood. The goal is to have storefronts reopened. The goal is to have businesses thriving and residents to feel safe on the streets.
They were busy cleaning up graffiti, volunteers, in the city over the weekend. I haven't been downtown since then. I hope it makes a visible difference. It has gotten worse and worse and worse. And this is one of the areas is maybe these dedicated citizens who understand the connection of allowing people to camp and throw their trash on the street, that is connected directly with allowing the graffiti to proliferate. It needs to be managed. We also need to manage a way for Ukraine to escape destruction. Daniel Henninger has a novel plan. We will get to that with Daniel Henninger, The Wall Street Journal, coming right up.
Knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm proud to say that Daniel Henninger is one of our most valued regular participants in this radio show. He is the deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal's editorial page. His weekly column, Wonderland, appears each Thursday, and it is must-reading. And that was particularly true of this week's column, the one that appeared last Thursday, which is really a different view of the future of the war in Ukraine than I have heard elsewhere. Daniel, congratulations on your column, and congratulations on providing some hope for people who are looking at this horror as it continues to unfold.
Thanks so much, Michael. The horror, indeed, has just been so striking. And, you know, the thing is, one of the most amazing things about it is how quickly the world, and I mean the world, like virtually with the exception of Russia's allies, China, Iran, North Korea, the rest of the world has come together, and the world's people decided this cannot stand. Putin cannot be allowed to invade and occupy Ukraine. The turnaround in Europe was really, really quite astonishing. And what I wrote last week was that while NATO's contribution, certainly to the brave Ukrainians, has been excellent, all the weapons they poured in, I think NATO may have to consider stepping across that border between Poland and Ukraine to stop Biden from occupying the entire country. What I wrote
Putin,
then,
Putin, you said stop Biden from occupying the entire country.
Terrible
Freudian. I know they have. Right. Just want to make clear. Right, go ahead.
Exactly. But I thought, you know, the city sitting there in western Ukraine is Lviv. And I think that NATO should move in and take over Lviv, establish a perimeter, and say that Lviv, no matter what, will be protected by NATO from the Russians. Just as in 1948, the Allies defended West Berlin from Stalin's blockade of West Berlin back then. I mean, that was a very grave decision that Harry Truman made. At the end of the war, when people were so weary of the war, nonetheless, to take the Berlin airlift to protect the people of West Berlin. I think NATO should do the same thing for Lviv right now.
The difference is, of course, we only took control of West Berlin with the cooperation originally and the agreement of the Russians. There would be no chance, would there, that that Vladimir Putin would ever agree to something like this? And doesn't that mean the necessity of an actual military encounter between NATO forces and the forces of the Russian Federation?
Yeah, you know, Michael, I think that's probably diminishing by the day. I mean, Vladimir Putin thought he was going to carry out this blitzkrieg against Ukraine and it was going to roll over. That was plan A, and that's just not working. I mean, one of the most fascinating phenomenons here is the inability of the Russian military to execute a strategy against the cities of Ukraine. So they have fallen back on these standoff bombardments with cruise missiles, which are just indiscriminate destruction of much of Ukraine. So I'm not so sure that if NATO took the initiative now by moving into western Ukraine in a purely defensive position, the idea would be to protect Ukrainians, establish a city where, if necessary, Vladimir Zelensky could set up a government on his own soil, not a government in exile, but in Ukraine, and make it clear to Vladimir Putin that he will never occupy this country. I think that would go a long way towards sending a message to Putin that this is not going to succeed, that he's going to have to settle for a negotiation.
In retrospect, and this is something that your colleague at the New York Times, I wouldn't expect it, but David Leonhardt, wrote recently that perhaps the time to have done that would have been before the initial invasion, to have stationed NATO troops in Ukraine, indicating that we didn't believe that its invasion and occupation was acceptable. But given the fact that, in other words, Lviv is close to the Polish border, it's not too far away, but would this be, in a sense, giving in to the idea of a partitioned Ukraine, the same way that Germany was partitioned, Berlin was partitioned?
Well, we shall see. I mean, something like that is going to have to be negotiated. At the moment, it looks like, I mean, it's looking more and more like Kyiv itself, the capital, is not going to be occupied by the Russians.
God willing.
He's got eastern Ukraine. Poor Mariupol down there in the southern part of Ukraine is just being bombed into rubble. If somehow the Russians and Putin were able to occupy Mariupol, that would give him his so-called land bridge to Crimea, right? And possibly he might be willing to declare that a victory and sit down to negotiate. But the alternative at the moment is for his troops to sit there being picked off by the Ukrainians. And this, the story of the Ukrainian army, it just can't get on television very much, but this is just one of the most extraordinary aspects of this whole thing, how this country in 7 years trained an army to the point where they're able to withstand the aggression of Russia, of all things.
No, it's a miracle of our time. And again, I began the show today with this. They now say they have 20,000 people in what they call the International Legion for Defense of Ukraine, who have come from the United States and Britain and France and of Sweden and Norway and all over to fight for Ukraine. That's extraordinary. That's more than the Abraham Lincoln Brigade in the Spanish Civil War.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think one of the big questions, Michael, is going to be what will happen going forward, because I don't think any of us would have expected this to happen. But somehow the scales have fallen from eyes all over the world about the reality and nature of the world that we live in, whether it's Russia, Iran, in the Middle East, China, in the Pacific. And let's not leave out North Korea, having just conducted its 9th ballistic missile test, this time an ICBM. I think the world's people are finally discovering complacency, passivity is not going to work, and that we're going to have to reorder ourselves, our economies, and our attitudes in a way that resists these authoritarian countries, because the consequence is in front of our eyes in Ukraine.
Well, again, Daniel Henninger, if somebody had told you that Germany would be willingly actually exceeding now and well exceeding that 2% of their GDP for increased military spending, that they were increasing military spending in Netherlands, big increase in Denmark, in Australia, 30% increase, would you believe that?
No, I would have said no chance whatsoever. So something big has changed in the world now, Michael. I think we're going to have to, it is going to require some leadership going forward from the United States to sustain this, I think. And the question is whether Joe Biden is capable of that leadership to consolidate this extraordinary set of events that have happened and lead the world in standing up to these authoritarian dictatorships. That's going to be the challenge for the long term.
No, you're entirely correct. The one bit of advice I would give the president, and I think you would probably agree with it, is don't turn this portfolio over to Kamala Harris.
No, that's the last thing we need. That would be down the drain, I'm afraid, if you were to do that. So, but that's a problem for another time.
Do you think that the fighting continues for a matter of weeks, months, years in Ukraine?
I would say months. Months because of the unexpected opposition that the Russian army has been getting and the losses they're experiencing. This is going to leak back into Russia eventually, and I would think that it's going to be months, especially with all of the sanctions and boycotts that are taking place against Russia. Putin is as much destroying his own country as he is Ukraine, Michael. So I think it's probably going to be a matter of months, or maybe the better part of this year.
Well, God willing, you are correct. Daniel Henninger's column is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's always important to read. I mean, really must reading every week on Thursdays. Daniel, appreciate your contribution and what is basically a hopeful message with human leadership and the help of the divine remaining this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.